Mustela Day to the Dire Weasels podcast. This is your GM for the night, Molly. And with me is John.
John or?
John.
What John. Me.
Oh, no, I meant John. Hey, okay. He hasn't talked yet.
Hey, neither had I.
Good point.
I mean, I guess once I did, I claimed that in theory. I'm John. I don't know what I'm playing yet because I haven't made my character.
Good point. Also with us is Cody.
Hi, Cody? Cody? What about what about Chode over here? I'm just kidding. I made a goof. Sorry, I'm going to go back. I am the Chode. Never mind.
And our guest tonight is Johnny.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
I'm the John Goof.
Unfortunately, Forrest couldn't make it tonight, but we are going to play through a little RPG about murder.
Murder.
I'm gonna host it because I like to do these things. They're kind of fun, and hopefully you don't hate it too much.
It's a low pressure way to get some game running experience.
Yes, it is. It's very nice. But if you feel like skipping these episodes, you definitely can then do that too.
Although some of our best bits come in.
It's true. They do. I agree with that.
If you skip all of our arbitraries, you never get to hear the glory of Lord Bryce Asifer, Dragon the Sixth.
There are some good ones in there.
And you wouldn't understand all the Molly references.
Molly.
So I'm gonna go ahead and ask our guest Johnny what you're drinking tonight.
Ooh. I'm actually drinking something. I am drinking a 2016 California Los Primos Sin Fronteras.
It's a wine. Excellent.
It's a red wine. I have no idea what kind. Thank you, Naked Wines.
Nice.
John, I noticed you had something out of a blue bottle.
It's water. In a blue water bottle. What the fuck is the name of the brand of water bottles? They keep the water really cold. They have, like, this guy as their logo.
Ah, yes, I have seen those. I've never tried one before, though.
And they have the weird, like, black screw tops, like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember. Huh?
Yeti?
Yeah. Oh, maybe? Is it Yeti? It might be Yeti.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You'd think I know since I bought the damn thing, but...
And Cody, what are you drinking? Are you drinking anything tonight?
I am drinking a thing tonight. I am drinking, I've had the same thing as last time we did things. I have a Hefeweizen, raspberry, and I also have my Angry Orchard classics. It's so good. I love it. It's classics. Also, someone teased me with a peach cider today, and I'm very angry I don't have any peach cider.
Ooh, that sounds very tasty.
I don't think
tasty.
I've ever seen a peach cider when I've gone to the liquor store.
It sounds great. I want it. I want it now.
I've had a couple of different pear ones, but...
Last night I had a rosé cider. That was interesting.
Rosé cider? What?
Yeah,
the
I don't know.
The weirdest cider I had was a Belgian cider. For a little bit, Woodchuck was making a cider that was meant to taste like a Belgian beer.
Oh, that's interesting. That sounds
interesting. It was not bad. But I don't think they're making it anymore.
So I'm finishing up one of the... a beer... Right now, it's called Dragons and Yum Yums. It is quite good, actually. By Dogfish Head.
Oh, wow. I tried their gluten free beer once, and it was not great.
But
I think it's called Tweezenale.
That's funny. In commemoration of Cinco de Mayo, which is not Mexican Independence Day, just for the record.
Oh,
I wouldn't fucking know what it is.
No,
it's
just...
It's a day where a lot of people drink.
It is, but it
is. Happy drinking excuse day.
But there's a good video circulating on Facebook about the true meaning of Cinco de Mayo, and I would recommend you go find it and watch it, because it's fun. So yes, I have a tequila shot in a Tom Darkblade shot glass, and I also have a... canned sparkling wine, which I saw this at the store and I had to buy it because it was so exciting.
Canned.
It's canned sparkling wine. Like, can you believe it? Trader Joe's, they are amazing with the wines.
Hmm.
Did you know Trader Joe's and Aldi have the same parent company?
Really?
Wherever it is that they're from, they were part of the same group and they split off because one of them wanted to sell cigarettes in store and the other didn't.
Oh,
and then when they came over here, one of them kept the Aldi name and the other switched to Trader Joe's. And it's funny because Trader Joe's is like, you know, organic, and then Aldi's like, you buy your bulk cheap shit. So
that's super interesting. I had no idea. But it kind of makes sense because Aldi always has those weird brands that you're like, is this a brand? I don't even know.
Does this exist?
Yeah.
Did I step into a parallel universe only exists inside the interiors of Aldi?
Johnny, do you have anything to promote today?
Actually, I do. I just started a new podcast called How Did You Meet? Where I talk with couples about how they met. And we just have fun conversations about relationships and stuff. And if you guys want to find me on Twitter, you can find me at Meet Podcast, MEET Podcast.
don't check the other one, though.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but
I mean, it's not, you know, if you like podcasts about fucking meat, then but I mean, I guess technically anytime you fuck someone, you're fucking meat, but we're all bags of meat.
I think it's the difference between living and non-living meat.
Yeah, that's fair. If I'm ever not single and pathetic.
Also, if anybody wants to join me, talk with me for a while, you can email me at howdidyoumeetpodcast@gmail.com. There's another thing that I can promote.
That sounds
so
like
many
an
different ways to talk to this
plan.
Guy. Also, if you send a pigeon into the sky,
I'll try to catch it.
They're birds of love, so they'll find them.
Aw, yep. So sweet. So sweet.
That's true. I guess doves are a pigeon.
Yeah, yeah. the ones that aren't like looked down upon by being gutter trash.
Yeah.
It's a very depressing thought.
All right, so I am going to set this up for you guys. This is the Witch is Dead, Grant Howitt creation. Once upon a time, there was a kind and wise and beautiful witch who lived in the forest with her familiars, and her life was peaceful and happy, until a fucking witch hunter broke into her cottage and dragged her out and fucking murdered her. And now she's dead! But if you get revenge and kill him and bring his eyes to her corpse within a week, she'll come back to life! Or so you've heard. Even if it doesn't work, at least he's dead. Huh. The witch hunter has retreated to the village. The fucking coward. Get him. All right, so all three of you, there's three of you, are cute woodland animals. You have four traits. You are clever. You can understand, interact with humans. You are fierce. You can scare, drag, push, carry, bite, scratch. You are sly. You can sneak, steal, hunt, and hide. And you are quick. You can outpace, climb, and evade. So everyone, please roll me a d10 to see what you are. Oh shit, we forgot to drink. We should drink to something.
Oh, we should drink.
We should drink.
We should drink to killing this motherfucker.
Fucking witch hunter.
Fucking witch hunters.
And also to happy couples who talk to Johnny.
Oh yeah, happy couples.
Yeah. All right. Do we all have like stuff to chug?
I just have a shot.
I'm drinking water.
Oh, okay.
But I will take this delicious
tequila shot.
3, 2, 1,
go.
Oh, Johnny.
Wine is not meant to
be
chugged.
No, it's not.
I just am amused by how gingerly Molly sips her shot.
Well, it's a really quite good tequila. Well, it's not a bad one anyway. It's Don Julio.
I've heard of him.
Don Julio.
Don Julio.
Who wants to be
the monster?
Who wants to be an animal?
I'll roll a d10. I got a 7. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Let's roll that thing.
What the fuck is that?
I'm a 9.
What the hell's a magra?
I think it's magpie.
Magpie.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a magpie.
Oh, that's not great writing. Or it's too small. Either way.
Johnny is a dog.
I'm a puppy.
Puppy. I got a 3. I'm a toad.
Toad. And
wait, my fierce is a 0? What?
Oh, no. The toad is not very fierce.
That's not... I don't like any of these stats.
He's kind of...
I'm not very sly.
I don't have any zeros.
Are you a magpie?
Yeah.
Oh. That is unfortunate, because in this game, you can only communicate with...
Like animals?
Animals like of similar species. So, I will be playing the other characters. So, Mr. Toad here can speak with the spider and... I don't know. Maybe I'll give him... Who else could a toad talk to? Maybe a crow? Or a rat? Maybe a rat.
I feel like I could talk to a crow.
Oh yeah, you can definitely talk to the crow.
And maybe an owl if you're being very generous.
I'm gonna be generous and give you the owl. And
let's see. A toad...
I'm gonna say the toad can talk to the rat and the spider.
That makes sense.
And then...
Because they're the outliers?
The magpie can talk to the crow and the owl, and the dog can talk to the cat and the fox. And then I'm going to say, just for...
If we come across the hare, I'm eating it.
No, see, I was going to say the hare can talk to everyone.
Oh, okay.
Just for convenience sake.
Wait, so we can't talk to each other?
I reserve the right to change that in the future, though. All right, so...
the hair is very tricky.
That's actually a good question, Johnny. Can we talk to each other since we are, like, all familiars?
Not really. No. It is going to be an interesting game. Interesting game. Okay, so, the witch... taught you a spell. So everyone roll me a d10.
Okay.
Unseen hand.
9 again.
Unseen
distract.
Hand.
Distract.
So what does unseen hand do, you think?
Wait, are you asking me?
Yeah, just...
Because I don't have hands, so I'm not sure how that would work.
Well, okay, so I think that means that you do have hands. You have access to hands. It's kind of like...
I think it's like mage hand.
Mage hand, right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's a very good one for you to have.
That's
you don't
a very nifty
hands.
One, yeah.
Yes. And what was yours, Johnny?
I got distract confused.
Okay. That seems fair.
That one's pretty self-explanatory.
I'm a distraction.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. I also rolled a 9. Should I reroll?
Yeah. I would reroll.
Okay. I got a 5.
You can conjure dinner. Hey.
What? Okay. Conjure dinner. Cool. If y'all get hungry, let me know. I'll hook you up.
Let me know. You literally can't.
What?
We can't talk to each
yes.
other.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of pointing and a lot of squeaking or barking or...
Perhaps squawking.
The croaking, yeah. So every time you try to do something, you will be rolling a d10 against the rankings to beat. And if it's dangerous, you may gain a point in danger if you fail. And if you ever roll under your danger, so you'll have to keep track of your danger. It's kind of like insanity. You will be dead, trapped, lost, or captured, depending on the situation. So be careful. Using magic is always dangerous. Just let you know.
Huh.
So don't just go summoning food just because you want to.
The GM's characters don't use dice. They just force you to roll them.
So six, like if you roll a six, that's simple. Seven is basic, eight is challenging, nine is difficult, and 10 is near impossible. And I guess we add whatever your stats. I have a zero in fierce though. Guys, you're going to have to.
Well, that's okay. Pretend. I don't think you have to be fierce. You don't have to ever. Everyone doesn't have to be fierce.
Are any of us fierce? What are you again, Johnny?
The dog's fierce.
I'm a puppy.
Yeah,
the dog is fierce three.
Oh, you're actually very fierce. Okay.
I'm super fierce.
I don't have any threes. Fierce. I'm like Jack of all trades, master of none guy.
Yeah, you at least have like a one, like at least above a one everywhere.
Did you look at the owl?
Yeah, the owl's fucking ridiculous.
The owl's badass. I didn't realize until just now that these aren't balanced.
No, they're not.
Which is actually really cool.
Oh dear, that's scary.
Also, I resent the notion that cats aren't clever, but anyway.
Yeah, I know, that seems a little weird.
I mean, it makes sense that the dog's not sly, though. That's,
yeah, that's fair. That's
I'm not sneaky at all.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta think of a good name.
So each of these tasks, we're gonna have to be breaking them down into really small steps, because animals don't have opposable thumbs. And all that you guys know about the human world is what the witch taught you. So you don't actually know all too much about this village.
Sorry. I just looked at Cody's stats. They're really bad.
Oh no.
Get the fuck out of here, John.
Sorry, Molly.
If we wanna, I mean, we could always modify them if you'd like.
Oh no. No, it's perfect the way it is. It's okay. Just I'm gonna be bribing people with food.
Or toad.
Oh yeah.
They look at me. It's like, oh, it's a toad. Have a drumstick appear.
Aww.
Toad raises its eyebrows again and again.
Oh dear, I don't like that.
He was born in the darkness.
All right, so the village. This is the village that the witch hunter is hiding in. The village is full of hardy mining folk.
Oh.
And it is under the thumb of a baron.
It's a very tiny village.
Ha. The witch hunter is a jolly and well-meaning witch hunter.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. And then there's a twist.
It says keep it secret.
I will.
I just wanted to make sure you saw that before you read it.
Yes. Okay.
Oh man, he's I like tweaked. Ken. The village hates him. This guy always walking around smiling, killing witches. Fuck that asshole.
The fucking he called my mom a witch the other day, and he killed her. I don't understand.
Oh man, I hope it's not six.
Oh.
Just because that would give us, like, what would be the point of all of this?
Yeah.
Well, we just have to go dig up his grave. And I'm great at digging.
Yeah, we got a dog.
Hell, hooray. All
right.
And
I would probably eat some of that, you know, corpse flesh.
I mean, same.
All right, so we are gathered here today to take revenge upon this witch hunter. I am Mr. Hare, and I will be guiding this expedition.
Okay. For the moment, I can talk to you. How useful.
What's up, bunny?
Yeah, you guys
what
are going
to What did he just fucking
to...
say? Is he talking about me?
Oh,
is this bird over here is squawking about something?
You know, we just have to remain united. We all loved the witch, so... No.
Some of us more than others, Toad.
Oh, God. This is a mess. This is a mess already. Hey, you want her back or not? We have to work together.
Maybe dinner will get her back.
I make some chicken up here, and I look very slowly at the magpie.
Does anyone need any chicken? Because... We have some.
I go over and eat the chicken.
I'm a bird. No one's asking you to eat a frog.
Please share, people. Please.
What's the plan?
Well, the way I see it, we just have to go into the village, dead of night, grab that dang witch hunter, pull his eyes out.
Wait, do what?
Pull his eyes out.
Okay. Okay, that's what I thought you said.
The bird should be good at that.
That's a good point, Toad.
My name isn't James P. Croakerson.
You know, Magpie, Toad just made a good point about you being able to pluck the eyes out pretty well, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that might make sense. Leave it to Mag Dutch Apple.
So,
this is for my brother, Mag Key Lime.
The first task, I think that we have to do is to find our way to the town. I don't actually know where it is. We've never actually been there.
To the town? Do they have food there?
There is always food in the town. At least that's what I hear.
I'm gonna go find the food.
You would, dog. You would.
I have a name. My name is Dioji.
Dioji! I didn't... You know what? I never even managed to,
Never cared enough to learn. I would like to point out really quickly that the hare has 2 zeros and still has higher cumulative stats than the toad.
Fuck off, John.
Are you guys reading the same one that I am? Because mine has different stats. Hold on one second.
Oh, really? What do you have?
I have the PDF version.
Oh, I just had the picture.
Yeah, same here.
I have a picture.
Do we have wrong stats here?
You know what? They changed them. Yep, they did. Here, let me send you an updated version.
Yeah, let's update this. Nice.
Man, does this mean I don't get to throw shade at the toad anymore?
No, John, I love it. I'm keeping my stats. If they get better, I'm keeping them. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, because the hair does not have any zeros on mine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Huh.
Also, I'd like to say I really like the picture of the bloody fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the toad's got an explosion behind him, so...
I think he's just making flame.
I kind of wanted the make flame ability just so I could do that. Just, like, just be, like, sitting there, fire behind me, just like...
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
So, fun fact about the name Dioji. I used to take my dog to the dog park for a long time, and... one of the dogs she used to play with all the time was this dog named Dioji. Aww. And it took me about 3 years after meeting this dog to figure out it's just spelling the word D-O-G. Dog.
Oh, Dioji. I see.
Right. I spelled it like like detergent, but like D-E-O-G-E-E-E.
I spelled it D-I-O-G-E.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So I thought that was a pretty good name for a dog. It's...
Oh my gosh, this is actually looks so much better than the other one.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a real shit. Thing.
Oh, man. Okay.
Toad's...
Wow, so fancy.
Oh no, Toad is still the same.
Oh yeah, I'm the same too.
Let's see if I'm different.
The cat is still clever zero, but Sly is still 3 though.
Oh wow, this looks all kinds.
Yeah, they probably balanced it a lot more.
Yeah, the hare did lose its zeros, but I am also exactly the I'm exactly the same.
Okay.
Did they just make the hare better? Is that all that happened?
Maybe.
And let's be honest. Those rabbits are pretty cute.
Yes. Oh my god. I don't know spoilers.
Oh. Yes.
Wait, what's going on? I haven't seen Infinity War yet.
Yes, okay. Shh.
I'm with you, Molly.
That's my favorite part. That is literally my favorite part.
My plan
anyway.
Is to watch Black Panther on like Wednesday or Thursday.
Good for you, John.
And then watch... Hey, I just watched Thor Ragnarok like a week ago. Also, that movie's really, really fucking good.
Catching up.
It was much better than The Dark World, which was kind of boring.
Yeah. There's a good reason a lot of people don't remember that movie.
Yeah, I actually don't remember a lot of what happened in Dark World. Oh, the main thing I remember about Iron Man 3 is just when he tells the kid to stop being a little bitch.
Yeah. Well, it's between that and Ben Kingsley's performance.
Oh, yeah. One thing I've learned through scouring the internet is people have a much more negative opinion of Age of Ultron than I do. I'm fine with it, except for the Black Widow Hulk side thing. I didn't like that at all, but other than that, I like the movie.
But that's still lingering in the other movies, though.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't make me like it anymore.
Yeah.
I just deal with it because it's there.
And that's Marvel cast.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the animals.
All right. So, you know, guys, since I'm so fast, I'm here. You know, I'm fast. I'm going to go scout ahead to the town. So, all y'all, come up with a plan. And
you're quick as one hair.
Oh, you're right. Damn. Fuck.
The rabbit's running along like I'm super fast, and I'm running alongside it.
And I'm actually twice as fast.
Yeah, you're already there.
No, wait, what? No one's fast. That's really kind of
weird.
There's no
quick three.
Huh. Interesting. I can't believe my hair's not fast. What the?
It is a little weird.
That is very weird.
Also, I'm apparently twice as fast as a crow, despite being fairly closely related to it. Take that, crow.
But the crow has got that slyness on you, so.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
I love that
Cody's character still sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like a magpie should be more clever than a crow, though, because aren't magpies the ones that like copy sounds and they can talk and stuff?
But that sounds familiar. Crows are really smart too, sure. Though.
But crows, bring foreboding news, don't they?
And they can recognize faces. They can recognize human faces, so that seems...
Anyway...
Yeah, this is getting awfully close to CatCast.
Oh, speaking of the cat, it has a sly of three.
Good.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right, guys, so
and
I guess...
And it's the only thing with a clever of zero.
That is weird. They must hate cats.
Stupid cats.
Grant hates cats. Wow, Grant really does hate cats.
And really likes owls.
Dog has a clever of one.
I'm a smart puppy. I guess that makes me like a German shepherd or something.
All of them have at least a clever of two, except for the cat, the toad, and the dog.
Dang.
And the rat.
Oh, and the rat, yeah. But, I mean...
The owl has a cumulative, like, of all of them, it's a seven, which is three more than a toad.
I love that. I love our stat talk. Okay.
All right.
Hey, I can nerd out about stats all day. Anyway, so what's the plan, boss?
I'm not the boss here. I'm just running around being a hare.
You're the only one who can talk to everyone. That seems like a boon.
That is true. That is a good point.
That kind of makes you de facto a leader, doesn't it?
God damn it.
I mean, it would be really amazing if the witch cast some sort of spell before she died that let us all talk to each other, but...
Maybe she wasn't as good of a witch as we thought she was. Maybe it's a good thing she's dead.
You take that back, magpie!
How dare you talk ill of the dead?
All right, God. I didn't write it down, though.
Mag Dutch Apple.
Can I just call you Dutch?
Sure.
Dutch.
I mean, you didn't hear me say my name. You can't understand me.
That's true.
All right.
This bird's from Holland.
And I'm going to call you Harry S. Truman.
This is a really interesting mechanic. So what am I supposed to do here with this not being able to talk to people?
I'm just going to bark at everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go to town.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, hey, a squirrel.
No.
I'm gonna hop
DOG
on the
goes
dog's
running
back.
Off into the forest.
I'm gonna hop on the dog's back before he runs off.
All the small animals, please grab onto your partners.
I'm faster than everyone else. I can just fly.
Please don't kill any of the prey.
Wait, now we're not supposed to kill things? What kind of mission is this?
Hey, you can kill all the humans, just not the rest of the animals.
Oh, all the humans, you say?
Yeah, I mean, they are they were all against the witch. I mean, why else would she have gotten
killed? If you had rolled that the village was filled with cheery gnomes, they'd be fucking dead.
They are full of hardy mining folk, though.
That's the largest point of Weasel continuity, is that every character John plays hates gnomes.
Oh, so it's a town full of miners, huh? We can take kids.
So, I was actually about to make the same joke.
So does anyone know how we can figure out how to get to the town? Because I personally don't venture all too far away from this cottage myself.
Do you think she has a map?
A map? I don't know what a map is.
Actually, do I know how to draw? Do you think she has a piece of paper with drawings of her surroundings? Maybe I should say that.
It would be amazing if we had something that could give us some sort of bird's eye view or something.
Birds!
Oh, bird's eye view. No, I'm not seeing it. Also, technically, I didn't understand that.
All right, so
you,
I did.
You just heard the word bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just said bird. Bird.
Bird. Do we know any birds? Harry?
We do.
Okay, let me know if you see them.
You know, I think that, it's either you or Crow. You battle of the wits.
I haven't seen Crow in weeks.
Yeah.
He must be out counting or something.
It's true.
Fucking hate them.
Hey, Mr. Bunny, let me try talking to this bird.
All right, then. Mr. Dioge here, he's trying to tell you to get up into that sky and tell us where this town is.
Oh, you want me to do all the work? Okay, you could have just said that. And I'll fly up into the sky.
Toad, do you have anything to add here?
No, I'm just useless.
Oh, God.
I hopped on the dog's back, and I'm waiting to go.
Good. Well, just stay close.
Let me know if you get hungry.
We probably will, so this is an excellent plan.
To be fair, the toad is the slyest one of us. He can sneak in places.
It's because no one's looking for a fucking toad.
Yeah.
I'm just a toad, and no one expects me.
No one expects the toad.
While I'm flying up, I just have a thought. Hey, Harry, what's your spell?
Well,
he's able to talk to everyone, of course.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, yes, I can speak human.
Oh,
so, okay. That's
you
super
really
useful.
Are the linguist.
I can speak to the humans. I don't know how though, but
have any of you watched The Magicians on Sci-Fi?
Yes, I have. Only
and the bunnies are used as walkie-talkies. Basically, they just talk.
Is that
talk.
A season 2 thing?
It might be a season 2 thing.
Okay, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Me either.
Spoilers.
I mean, I know the show exists.
It's not really a spoiler.
Also, the book's way better, so I don't even
know. Oh, there are
really?
Books?
Yeah.
Damn. I know nothing about this other than... What's it on, WGN?
No, Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi.
Oh, okay. I know WGN was dabbling in shows like that, and I don't remember which shows are which. When it comes to shows that I never bothered watching.
Okay, so I guess I can just make human noises, probably.
The clever skill allows for some interacting with humans, apparently.
Yeah,
maybe that's why cats don't have... Because cats don't give a shit about talking to humans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh.
Anyway, what do I see in the sky?
Okay, well, you do see the town. There is a big castle that is peeking out of the trees, so you definitely see that part. It doesn't seem like a huge town. At least not from above. It is pretty densely forested around it. You definitely see the castle, which is, you can identify it because it is sunset and the sun is setting behind the castle.
Okay.
So we know direction.
Okay, I'm gonna fly back down and say, I don't know how we missed it. There's a castle over where the sun's setting. A whole castle.
I don't go over there, do you? I don't know.
But I fly. You'd think I would have seen it at some point. I must not pay attention when I go on my leisure flies.
I mean, we have all this whole forest. What's the reason to go into the human zone?
Human toad.
Those humans are weird. They like to go underground. They like shiny things. I mean, shiny things are okay. Apple Dutch.
Do we have any shiny things before we leave?
Shiny things. God, I'm sure we could find something in the witch's stuff, but I have no idea. I mean,
have any of us bothered to search the hut?
No, not really, no.
Think maybe we should?
Yeah, that's a good idea. How about we give that a challenge, a basic challenge rating?
Under which skill?
Oh,
I'm sure it's not fierce, but beyond that.
I would think it would be clever, right?
Understanding humans, yeah.
Yeah, it makes the most sense, probably. Either that or sly. Quick and fierce definitely don't make sense.
All right, so you can all give me a d10 roll and add your clever modifiers, see if you find anything.
I got an 8.
6.
I got a 5.
Aww. Okay, so, Mr. Dutch, you do find a small coin purse with 6 silver in it.
Nice.
So you do have some shiny things. You also find notices from the Baron. It's just scribbly words. You don't really know what it means.
How many pieces of silver can Magpie carry, though?
That's a good point. Well, it is in, so what it is, it's in like a little leather pouch thing. Mm. So, you can kind of see the silver peeking out from the top, but, it is kind of zipped up.
I'm gonna pull on it and say, hey, Hare. Harry,
yes,
there's
yes.
this pouch with shiny things, and then this paper with scribbles. I don't understand scribbles, though, but maybe you would.
I do, actually. In fact, the witch taught me the human language, so I can take a look at this.
Oh, you must have been her favorite.
Well, it's just because I'm so clever. You know, if Owl were here, he would be even more clever, but he is just off doing his own thing.
Probably killing Rat.
Mr. Dioge. Mm-hmm. Would you happen to have some sort of cask, maybe, around your neck, perhaps, to hold things like silver coins?
You can just put them in my mouth. Toad opens up wide.
DOG's just standing there, kind of tilting his head, and then tilting his head the other way.
You know what? Let's give it a shot, Mr. Toad. Let's stick this coins in your mouth.
Toad eats the coins and then hops away, and every time he hops, you can hear the coins.
Hey, we found a use for that toad.
He's a coin purse.
We'll hop back on the dog.
All right, so apparently, I don't know, these are just from this Baron guy. He just seems to be sending all these, like, really annoying, mean notices to the witch. I don't know why, like, her car, I don't even know what a car is, but it's double parked. I don't even know what that means. There's
wait, we're going to the car?
The taxes are raised?
We're going to the car? We're going for a ride?
Oh, well, apparently Dioji knows, but I don't know what this is. He writes to the witch a lot. Look at all these papers. I don't even know.
Maybe it was a weird courtship thing?
Oof. Maybe. The witch was... she was so beautiful and kind and wise. Why would she ever...
Maybe that's why the witch hunter showed up. Maybe we need to kill the Baron, too.
He does seem kind of like a jerk in these emails. Or these mails.
This computer is like... Yeah.
I like to think that this is all happening in, like, New York in 2018. Like...
We're just a bunch of animals meeting up in this lady's apartment.
Well, no, there's like an old hobo woman who lives in what is the park that's there?
Oh, Central Park.
Yeah. Central Park. Yeah, we're in Central Park. Yeah. We're just like, we gotta go kill the baron, aka the mayor.
It's the mayor of the. It's Rudy Giuliani.
Okay, I'm down. Sense. We're in.
Oh, yeah.
Do any of the notes mention 9/11 incidentally?
Oh no! Now there is a bunch of notices about some evil outlaws and such. Lots of wanted posters and such. I don't know why he wastes so much paper. I don't even know.
You know what they say.
You know, one of these even says the witch is wanted.
What do they say, John?
No, I was waiting for her, because you can't actually talk to me. No. I was waiting for her character to react.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I really wish I could just
You know
cast...
what they say.
I really wish I could just cast a spell so you all would be able to speak to each other. God, that would make things so much easier.
Also, what I was going to say when she asked what is, well, I was hoping you knew. But she didn't take the bait.
I stick my leg in. Stick my leggy out on top of the dog, and I say, we should head towards where Magpie saw, wherever that was.
In the direction of the sunset,
the
is what I said, if you remember that.
A very good point.
Also, how well do you talk with all the coins in you?
Sorry.
It's
garbage. You know, I can still understand you, Toad. Don't worry. Toad is making an excellent point that we should be on the road. We only have within a week, we only have 1 week to get these eyes back to the witch.
Quick question. What's a week?
That's a good point. I don't know.
When I was riding in the witch's car, there was this one song that kept coming on the radio. By a band. I think they're from Canada.
Oh, God, I don't even know what Canada is, but it sounds like a nice place.
Does the dog start singing it? Because I just, like, the hare hears it. Like, hare hears it completely, but we just like, oh.
I mean, I imagine a week is a time period, because we get these weekly notices. At least it says that weekly on the paper, and it says, the Herald Weekly.
Uh huh.
And
is there some sort of like interval that we would be able to measure this by that you're aware? Or is this just a weird human construct?
I feel like it's a human construct. I don't know why they care so much about. I don't know.
What even is time?
I mean, I guess it is the units that we measure our life.
I mean, I get fed twice a day, and when the sun goes down, I have to sleep. But then food comes in the morning, so.
This makes sense. This makes a lot of sense.
How many food times is this week?
It's 14.
It's 14 food times. 14 food times. Dog, you are D-O-J. D-O-G.
Eventually you're going to stop just calling us by our races.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. As a hare, we just call everyone hare, and we just call it, but I understand not all animals
Sup,
are the
hair.
Same. So. That's why I respond to Harry, because I hear the hare part, and I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, Truman.
So 14 food times is It's not a short amount of time, but it's not a huge amount of time either.
Yeah, the I guess we'll know how much time we have once we figure out how long it actually takes us to get to this weird castle place that we never
noticed.
Good
point, which is why we need to leave now.
It's a good thing we just found her corpse today.
Indeed, indeed.
DOG runs over to the wall and grabs his leash and his teeth and kind of goes toward the door.
Does
he think it's going to leave him on that?
Kind of scratching at the door.
The toad reaches over, grabs the leash, and puts it on. And wraps it back around his reins.
All right.
Should we ask any other animals to see what the person who killed the witch looked like?
Yes. So, that's a good point. Let's see.
I mean, if we could find the fox, he's clever, but we can't necessarily trust him. Mm-hmm. Also, wait, I'm responding again to something I didn't understand. Never mind. Strike that from the record.
Well, I was just going to say, either the cat or the fox, they probably saw it. But they're not around here right now.
Tell you one thing, if the spider shows up, I'm having lunch.
Oh, no, Magpie, you can't do that. Dutch, I'm sorry. I will try to remember your proper name. Proper name.
What's your proper name? I just called you Harry S. Truman for some reason.
I'm totally fine with Harry.
There must
go
be
with
a fourth
Harry.
Wall breaking a reason that I would pick that name, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
You know, it just rolls off the tongue. I think maybe the witch.
Maybe it's your natural leadership and charisma.
Oh, dear. Okay, so, while I, you know what? We need to get out of this house. So, can someone who has a mage hand perhaps open this door?
Wait. If we were in the house, how did I fly into the sky and scout earlier?
Oh, okay, so, you flew out the window, which was open.
Oh,
but
okay.
The door is not open, and DOG needs to get out.
Dog can't jump through the window?
I mean, dog, would you like to jump out the window? If you want to, you can. I can personally jump out the window, but I'm a hare, so I can jump.
The dog should not jump out the window. I'm on his back. Please don't make me jump out the window with the dog.
See,
I know I'm good at hopping, but please,
D-O-G
God,
doesn't
no.
understand the toad and hops up on the table. And then...
Oh, God, please help me.
Wait, dog, please, just calm down. I really think that Dutch can open our door, please. Dutch, please?
Oh, right, with my magic. Sure, I guess I could do that. And I use my hand to open the door.
Excellent.
Man, right. Am I going to do all the work?
Well, I mean, a hand is really helpful. We are animals here.
I cause a distraction in the corner.
Yeah. You are constant distraction.
By that, I mean I pee in the corner. And then go out the door.
She wouldn't have liked that.
Yeah, Witch is not going to be happy with you. But.
Oh, right. We're bringing her back to life.
Yeah.
We're not going to cover for you. I don't think I know your name. We can't talk. What's his name?
His name is D-O-G.
D-O-G. When I say that, does it sound like that to him?
That's a good... Ooh, I don't know.
I'm just going to keep saying it.
You're saying D-O-G and it's just...
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like, does it look like he can tell that I'm saying his name or am I saying it in Magpie?
I don't know. I'm not sure. and Mr. DOG, this is Dutch. This bird here is Dutch.
Like apple pie?
Yes, like apple pie.
Can I have some?
Not until we get the witch hunter and kill him and bring back his eyes.
Okay, we should find the witch hunter.
Now I'm serious. If food's at the end of this adventure.
And this is Toad. Toad actually has some really good ideas, so we should really pay attention to him.
Who the fuck is Toad?
The guy on the back with the money?
Oh, you mean the useless green thing.
What? Hey, at least he can carry money. I certainly can't with my little rabbit
paws.
Oh,
yeah. I guess I would have been straining with that, too. Good on you, coin purse.
Yes.
Thank you for acknowledging me as a useful thing.
All right, so we are heading towards the setting sun right now. You know, I don't know, how do we feel about, are we okay with traveling at night? Do we want to stop at some point? Do you want to just keep going? What do you guys feel like?
I feel like I'm fine. I don't know how they feel about it, though.
Am I an indoor dog, or do I stay in the backyard most of the time?
That's a good question.
I mean, it's a hut in the woods. You're probably an outdoor dog.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. So...
And Toad's on dog, so he'll just do whatever the dog does.
Yeah, Toad is like, got his like full legs split out, and he's sort of like kicking him.
Aw, that's so cute. Little Toad running dog. All right, so you guys just curl up. We all curl up for the night. Oh God, do we understand the concept of sunrise and sunset? Because I really hope so. We do.
I mean, I referenced sunset.
Yes.
My dog definitely knows, like, 9 o'clock, 9:30-ish is time to go upstairs for bed, and 6 a.m. is time for breakfast, because she wakes me up every morning.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure we know the concept of time.
All right. So,
I mean, like, in the sense of time passing like that, I don't know if they have a larger, like, sort of weird human, because, yeah, like, time as humans understand it is more of an artificial thing.
Right.
But the dog must have some sort of, like, yeah, it has to know, like, the based on the light, like, the...
I was going to say, I can anecdotally say that I used to have an outdoor cat who would always show up, like, right before my dad would get home from work to get fed.
That is so, pretty, like, impressive, yeah.
They do have at least some sense of time, and I would assume that's probably not unique in... the animal world. I maybe don't think the spider would know, but
yeah,
probably not. All right, so it's been one night. We're awake. It is early morning. And the hare wakes y'all up and says, let's get going.
What the hell's that crow?
Hop back on the dog's back.
Crow should be waking us up.
With
his caws and caws.
All right. Yes, actually, so during the night, the owl had spotted you down at the sleeping. And
the owl spotted us, or it was a spotted owl?
No.
No.
The spotted owl spotted you and told the crow, what are these animals doing? Do they know what they're doing? Do they know how to survive without the witch? And the crow is going to check on you guys in the morning.
Ah.
Dutch, we are, I don't know what's going on here. What are you doing with dog and toad and hare? I don't know.
Well, we want to avenge the witch's death, Owl, or what is your name, Owl?
No, I'm Crow.
Crow. What is your name, Crow?
Owl told me. Crow,
Cro-Magnon. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, we want to avenge the witch's death. We're gonna go get that witch hunter. We're gonna bring his eyes back, because you know the tales of the bringing the eyes back and how it'll, you know, bring the witch to life, but only only if it happens in a week and you see the unseen hand, somehow you know it's making air quotes.
The tips of your feathers.
Yes, you are right. I'm really impressed that you got together this very strange conglomeration of animals to do this.
Yeah, we're thinking about you know, going public on the stock market, but
I mean, you can't even talk to each other, right?
We can all talk to the hare, thankfully. Apparently the witch must have liked hit I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl. I can't tell hair apart. But the witch must have liked him or her more than she liked us, because she taught him how to talk. And she just taught me this hand thing, which I guess, you know, lets me open doors, which has come in handy once, but I can't see it coming in handy again. No pun intended.
You know, opposable thumbs are underrated for us animals, let me tell you. The witch just taught me how to tidy and clean and mend, so you're a lot more helpful than I am.
But we're both really just chore birds, like aren't we?
Yeah.
You're like a Disney princess bird, then.
Yep.
Witch Snow White?
I was just off mourning the witch. I didn't realize you guys were gonna come and try to avenge her death.
Hopefully bring her back.
Yeah, that would be the best situation for all of us animals.
I make the dog some food to eat for morning.
That's so sweet.
I eat it.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I pet him and I catch a fly.
I'm so impressed by all this cooperation. I you know, the owl was really skeptical about this, but I'm going to have to go back and report.
Yeah.
And say that it really seems to be working out.
I'm not sure what the toad does, but, you know, we'll figure that out eventually.
Can the toad and dog understand the crow?
No.
Okay, so I'm just over here like, hey, crow! Hey, crow! 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 Hey, crow!
All right.
Yeah, he does that a lot. You'll have to ignore it.
The hare's gonna wake up and be like, okay. The crow's here. He's talking to the magpie. Okay. You know, I guess they're just talking about bird stuff. Don't worry about it, Dioge.
Bird stuff.
The fact that you're impressed means a lot to me, Cro-Magnon. And hopefully Owl will you know, be similarly impressed by our tale, and maybe if things get hairy, he can lend a talon, you know?
You know what? I will report back to Owl, and I will tell him, and we will meet you in the town.
All right. Bird Brothers for life.
We will be the eyes in the sky for you. All right, so Crow flies off. All right, everyone fed and ready to go.
I'm sure I'll see something on the way that I can eat. Since that thing only seems to make birds for food.
Ooh.
Which is a little culturally insensitive, if you ask me.
That is fair.
You find some berry and seed bush.
Hey, look, it's a trail mix bush.
I mean, luckily the humans haven't ruined the woods for all of our... they haven't deforested the woods, so...
Yes.
Nice.
Luckily, they're just mining. They're just destroying the foundations.
And the witch.
And the witch! Oh, the witch. Okay.
Everyone cries.
Someday, we're going to have to... Wait, someone, keep your eyes out for Fox or Cat, because I don't know where they are, and they should be here.
They're both really good at hiding.
You know what? Who else is not here is the rat. The rat's not here either, and I don't really trust him, but...
I feel like we're just singling out all of the ones that are hard to spot.
That might be true. Maybe that's true.
Maybe they're around.
And we just
I saw a cat playing with rat.
Oh. I wonder how that went. Oh, wait. I can't understand that. Damn it.
Nope.
I wonder what he said is what I meant to say.
Oh, he says that the cat might have been playing with rat. I don't know. That doesn't sound... That doesn't sound super on the level with me, but I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true.
Oh, I wonder how that went. Now I can say that. my character knowledge has matched my player knowledge.
All right. So out in the distance, you hear some You hear some chanting song type, working man songs.
Toad reaches out in front of the dog and points in that direction and kicks him with his little feet as in like, aww, a yeah.
You imagine where more humans are, that's probably the right direction.
Should we hide?
You don't, well.
I mean, I can just sort of fly from branch to branch, so I think I'm covered, but.
You know what, maybe we need a spotter. Maybe we need you to go fly ahead.
Do you even lift, bro?
Not me, no. I'm very, very not fierce. Well, actually, I am sort of fierce, but only with my teeth. Magpie, Dutch, can you spot ahead for us?
Yeah, I'll look around.
All right, roll something? Roll a basic task for me.
Basic task.
Let's see. Roll a clever.
Okay. Oh, that's a 4. I don't think I got it.
No, or you any do not. Task. All right. So you go up there and you just see a whole bunch of humans. They just seem to be making loud noises. And
that's obnoxious.
Yeah, you don't really know what they're doing.
Human.
They seem to be being humans.
The humans are humaning loudly.
Yes.
That's all I got.
I don't know. I mean, are we going to try to... We have to find the witch hunter, right?
Yes.
But
we need to know what
he looks like. If the plan is to kill him, then finding him does seem like it would be an important step, sure.
Okay. So we
ask the dog if he can kill all of the humans, and we will bring all of the eyes back.
I mean that's kind of what I was thinking, but
oh, never mind. I can't respond to that.
Oh yes, the Toad just said that maybe the dog could kill all the humans.
Can we carry that many eyes? Is what I was going to ask, even though you still didn't mention the eye thing.
And then the magpie asked, "It can." We carry all the eyes. And I actually have to say, I don't think we can carry all the eyes. So I really do think we need to find Foxcat or Rat. They definitely saw the murder take place. So we know that if we can find one of them, then maybe we can find the... But I honestly, I'm not close to any of those fellows. And ladies and fellows.
Yeah, is there anyone here that can talk to those... foxes and cats?
DOG starts sniffing the ground around to see if he recognizes any smells of the hunter.
Wait, what if you...
Or do I smell any food?
Ooh.
Yeah, is there a roll that you could roll for this? Dog, can you roll me a clever...
I can absolutely do that. I can't guarantee it'll be high. How's a 6 do me?
You rolled a 6, but and then you got a 7, though, right?
No, I rolled a 5. And
oh, we rolled a 5 and got a
plus
6.
One.
Okay. Well, so you kind of understand that you're supposed to be smelling the cat or the fox.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really pick up on their scent because this is the forest and there are lots of scents. Mm. And you are very distracted by all the scents.
So I'm smelling everything right now.
Sensory overload.
I think I found a bird.
Oh, yep, there are a lot of birds.
Oh, wait, that's just magpie.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe Owl can help us. I don't know who else is going to be able to find them. Toad, when was the last time you spoke with a rat?
I talked to him yesterday. He stole some cheese from me.
That's very rude.
It was. I couldn't eat him, although I tried.
Just imagine a toad, like, shooting out its tongue at a rat, and it just kind of sticks there.
It's just, like, staring at each other. It's like, are you trying to eat me right now?
What are you trying to do right now?
I'm just giving you a handshake. I don't know what to talk about.
It's like Yoshi trying to pull somebody in who's too big or something.
You know, maybe we could set a trap. I mean, not, like, a bad trap, but, like, maybe if we set out some food, then
Toad makes a fantastic dinner plate, looks over to it, kind of like raises his eyebrows.
DOG starts digging a hole.
You cannot touch this, DOG. This is for our fox, cat, and rat friends.
Can DOG start digging a hole?
Yes.
All right, I just start digging in the dirt. So dirt is literally kicking everywhere.
All right, Toad, will you roll me a d10?
All right, I got a 7.
Oh, good. So you've succeeded. So your food plate it smells delicious. There are the finest cheeses, the juiciest birds. Sorry, Magpie.
Like, look over at Magpie, give her the eye, give the stare.
I mean, because both cats and foxes do like the birds, right? Probably.
Yeah.
But also the cheeses. So, nope, we have to get the fox and the cat and the rat here, or otherwise we will never know who the hunter is. Okay, so, unless you guys have some more things to do, we're going to have to just wait until they sniff out this food.
DOG starts chasing his tail for a minute. And then he catches it and then lays down in the dirt.
All right, so the rat, Toad, can you roll me a sly?
Yes, I can. I'm going to roll sly. Oh, well, that was a 5.
Okay. That's not terrible. All right, so you,
Oh, wait, sorry, I actually have a good sly. Yeah, I have a 7 total, sorry.
So you see a little scurrying out of the corner of your eye. And right before rat touches the cheese, you realize it's rat.
I hit him with my tongue.
Excuse me, what are you doing here? That's not a handshake. That's not a handshake.
I made that. Someone get dog hair. Someone get dog. Magpie, someone help.
What's he going on about?
Magpie, help. Can you Restrain this rat.
Careful what, please?
Okay, I will restrain the rat. I'll try anyway. We'll see how it goes. I feel like that's probably a fierce roll.
Yeah, that's a fierce roll.
That's a 4.
Okay, you make some scratching attempts toward the rat, but it's too small and it's fierce. It's kind of scurrying around, but it's still stuck to the toad's tongue. Doge. Will you also roll me a? You roll me a quick.
Done. I got an 8 plus 1, 9.
You are able to corner rat. Rat is cornered. It is not moving anymore.
I'm so quick.
Okay. The rat drops the cheese and he holds his hands up. Okay. What do you need? I'm a friend.
Hello, rat.
Do I understand rats?
Do I understand rats?
I think you do, Cody.
Toad does, yeah.
No, okay.
Because they had to give you some things you understand.
Yeah.
You could give me something. There's no other reptiles on the list here. Hello, rat. It is nice to see one another again.
Yes, you always did make the best cheese. He looks, of course, wistfully at the cheese.
You may have this cheese after you answer me these riddles 3s.
Okay, I guess.
I don't know anything about riddles, but do you know the witch hunter who killed the witch?
That's what you guys are doing. I see. I didn't realize. Well, let me tell you. I heard from the fox. I wasn't actually there at the time. But the fox said it was the witch hunter. I don't know how much we can trust the fox because our lovely witch, she didn't allow Fox to stay in the house. But he claims that it was the witch hunter, so.
Is there any descriptions of the witch hunter?
So he is one of the largest of the humans. He's very round. He's kind of like a ball.
Like a ball of cheese?
Like a ball of cheese. He is quite... While our witch, our lovely witch, was fair and pale, this witch hunter is very red and rosy.
Guys, I think we have to kill Santa Claus. Hair, tell everybody that we have to kill Santa
Claus. Alright, tell us that we have to kill Santa Claus.
Who the hell's Santa Claus?
Who's Santa?
I think we've seen images, maybe paintings perhaps, pictures, non-moving pictures.
Are there moving pictures?
Well, probably not.
If there's a witch, there's got to be moving pictures somewhere.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But she probably didn't show us. She only taught us each one thing. And didn't bother to come up with a common language for all of us.
God damn it, witch. But we're going to bring her back and she's going to teach us.
Well, thank you for your time, rat. You may have the cheese now.
Thank you very much.
Are we unionizing? Is that what's happening right now?
Kind of.
We brought you back to life. Now you treat us all like equals, damn it.
Alright, so you know what? We have a lead, and I think that's where we're gonna call it.
Oh, sure. Because we gotta call it somewhere so that we can record another episode.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Dire Weasels. You can find us at the Dire Weasels. Wait, no, we can't.
Just at Dire Weasels.
At Dire Weasels.
On Twitter.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
It's been a while since I could pull my head up high.
Good times. Direweasels at gmail.com. Direweasels. Twitter. At Twitter. At Direweasels.
Patreon. We have one.
Patreon.com/Direweasels. Whistles.
We're part of a podcast network.
The Shouse.
The Shouse Podcast Network. Colloquially known by some as the Shouse Podcast Network, I might say.
I got back on my... I took a short break to catch up on Westworld, but I am back on the S-House...
S-H-U?
Yes, S-H-U. What does that stand for?
I don't think it actually stands for anything.
S-House Universe. That's what
I always assumed it was Superhero Universe.
It's very confusing. We need a clarification.
Yes, that's true.
Why don't you go over to at S-H-U Podcast to be like, hey, what does the S-H-U stand for?
I was also going to highlight that because I listened to 23 or 24 of those this week.
Yeah, I'm catching up as well. I'm still kind of far behind, but there's a lot of good content on there. So if you need some good content to listen to while you wait for Avengers 2. Oh, well, actually, yeah. Avengers 4. But
wait, what's going on? What's happening?
Or Ant-Man. Or Captain Marvel. Or
Captain Marvel, yeah. I did see that trailer. Teaser trailer. Mm-hmm.
I've actually managed to not see a trailer of Infinity War yet. I'm trying to go in with no impression.
I went in with nothing. I didn't know anything. It was great. So yeah, definitely stay clear of that. You can find me personally at MollyMM9. That is Molly with an IE. Where can we find the rest of you?
I don't know what order we go in.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, I'm usually last, so I don't know.
I'm John, and you can find me at Absurdist Kobold.
I'm Cody, and you can find me in the Twitterverse at Cody3.
I'm Johnny, and you can find me on Twitter and just about anything at Solvent Bubbles.
All right.
There's an email. Do we want to read it, or do we want to save it for the other one?
I feel like we should save it for the other one, because we've been recording quite a long time, right?
I feel like we're around an hour and a half.
No, an hour and a half. Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Plus, we did kind of jaw a little bit in the beginning of this one.
Okay, let's read some emails, then.
One email.
Emails?
Maybe email. While we're recording the next one, someone will email.
It's always a possibility. Makes me want to find my toe. I'm pretty sure we haven't read this anyway, because it's not archived. Anyway, this came on... April 25th. Let's see. Double-checking when we last recorded... It would have been... Yeah, I think we recorded on the 21st. So, cool.
Excellent.
All right. It's from Revan Ash. Revenant of Ashes, some might know them as.
Indeed.
And it says, I'd be happy to help where I can with the wiki if you want. Also, as to listening to you so much, I have an hour commute to and from work, and I listen while I work. I have none other podcasts I listen to, but you guys are my favorite and well worth the time spent listening. Yours Infernal, Revenant of Ashes.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
That is very nice.
It would be, like, I have definitely tried to start taking notes on episodes, but it is difficult. Mostly because I also listen during work, so I'm doing, like, half my brain's on work and half my brain's on podcast. So it's kind of hard to remember exactly what happened and to remember to take notes, but...
I remember a thing about a wiki a long time ago, but, like, I don't know how to set one up. I'm not sure how easy it would be.
That's true. I don't either.
We'd
probably have to talk to Mark. Mark would probably know.
Mark knows everything. Mark, why are you so good? Also, thank you. You have none of the podcast, and you still think that we're the best? Why?
Yeah.
No, you guys are very good.
Oh, Johnny.
We're all right.
We hope we bring you lots of entertainment and fun.
Yeah, if you like us, it doesn't matter if we like us, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are at, 140 episodes or something?
Yeah, well, not quite, but...
If you count the arbitrary, you're probably over that.
Like, an hour and a half on average, so I've listened to, like, 300 hours of you guys, so I'd say you're pretty good.
There are some early ones that got kind of long.
It's true.
We used to break 2 hours a little more often.
We're better now, and I feel like the shorter episodes are nicer, but...
They're certainly nicer to record.
Yes.
Although, given our tangenting ways, it can be difficult to get things done in short amounts of time, but...
Exactly, like, we record so long, and then we're like, and we still have not accomplished a single goal.
We found people.
Yeah, we got that we have to kill Santa Claus.
I got to talk to my bird friend.
Mm-hmm.
I missed out on a bit because I had to use the restroom.
It would be amazing if the cat could actually make us all talk to each other, but I don't know. That would be kind of a God hand move.
I mean, not being able to talk to each other is creating a decent amount of goofs.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, we should probably stop so that we can start again at some point.
All right.
See you
next week. Adios, amigos.
Yeah, good night, cunts.
Goodbye.
Keep riding that donkey. That's Forrest Goof, right?
Yeah, it's Forrest Goof.
He's settled into a consistent one finally.
That's true. He's done that one for a while.
Anyway. Goodbye.
The music used in the Dire Weasels podcast is Lad Quig Jig by Lad Quig. It is available under a Creative Commons license. For more information, feel free to email us, direweasels@gmail.com.